everybody. Welcome to a special bonus episode of the Android Central podcast. This is going to be a little shorter, a little sweeter than what you would normally hear during the podcast. And it's just going to be me, Russell Holly. Here's the deal. I actually took my microphone around Google I.O. this week and interviewed as many people as I could find willing to talk to me for just a couple of minutes. Asked them what they liked about the keynotes, asked them what they liked about the events that were going around. I got a couple of really great responses, so I wanted to gather them all here and give you guys something to listen to that's just a little different than what we normally do. So sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and stick around for the end. There might be something cool. All right, so go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
All right, thank you. I'm Segu Magwa from Kenya. Came for the Google I.O. I'm a software developer, mostly do Elixir.
And what did you think of the keynote this morning?
Pretty exciting, though not what I really expected. But there are a couple of exciting stuff that I managed to go through, mostly during the morning session. For the developer session, not so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what did you think was the most interesting thing that Google announced during the keynote?
Yeah, perfect. I thought you'll not ask. So... I think it was the Google Assistant, the fact that it could do context-based conversation with you, and the offline availability, the fact that they were saying they compressed everything from, I think it was 100 GB, yeah, 100 gigabytes down to like 500 megabytes, and you're able to context switch, also able to switch fast between applications. Yeah, that's, if I remember it right.
Is that something that you're excited about as a user or something that you feel like as a developer you'd be able to take advantage of?
Oh, as a user, I would definitely use that, mostly when driving or when held up with some other stuff. Then as a developer, now that you've asked, I will definitely use, I can't remember the name, but for booking and filling in hotel reservations. Yeah, I'll definitely use that as a developer, though it's being released later this year, if I'm not wrong, yeah.
Now, is there any of the sessions that you've attended today that you were particularly excited about?
Unfortunately, I didn't attend any other session. All of them which I was interested in were booked, and I could not get the session. So I was seated around, hanging around with friends, yeah.
What was something... regarding any of the privacy settings that you thought was interesting or kind of handled with the way that Google is addressing giving more privacy features, is that something that you feel like is going to impact any of the work that you do?
Yeah, sure. I periodically clear my history on maps and location mostly. So just a little bit disappointed that they didn't have it for location or maps. But I appreciate the fact that they have incognito mode for maps now. So I could quickly go into cognito, help a friend out or something. And introducing the automatic clearance of the history, that was a very awesome thing that I did. Yeah.
Was there something you expected from the keynote or from any of the sessions today that you didn't get?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah.
Smartwatch.
Oh, a smartwatch.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So I thought they would talk more about it. And the other disappointment was for the Flutter. I thought they would talk more about Flutter.
Okay.
But it was just mentioned, just like Android was just mentioned. Yeah, Android the language, Java, yeah.
All right, man. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Just do me a favor and introduce yourself.
My name is Shiran. I'm from Israel originally. I live in Berlin, and I'm an Android developer.
My name is Ria. I'm from New York, and I'm a full-stack engineer doing a mix of Android and full-stack development.
My name is Moom, and I work as an Android engineer as well. Work at Grubhub.
So if you could start, just let me know, one kind of big thing from the keynote this morning that you thought was interesting to you.
I think the most interesting thing was actually the new device, the cost of the new device, the the Pixel. I really loved it because devices are really expensive nowadays, and you can't afford to always change, or some even can't afford to have a smartphone at all. So it's pretty cool, and having a really good battery life, and so I loved it.
I really like the emphasis on security and privacy. I think it's super important, and it's something that we don't talk about enough.
I think it's just amazing how, you know, like Google brought everything to people's life, like how make this entire community to support, you know, like for people that have different like conditions, you know, such as when they're like, they have like people who is like having difficulty in their life, you know, and I think it's just amazing with the community how much it's brought to their life and how convenient it could be with like Google Assistant, you know, by just talking, and then it will be able to help people to do a lot of stuff, saving little time, but by the end of the day, it's a lot of time adds up. So it's very convenient.
Was there one thing from the keynote that you felt like was maybe missing, or something that you wish that they had spent a little more time talking about?
I'll have to think on that.
Yeah.
I wish they connected the dots a little bit more. So there's this huge emphasis on security and privacy, yet all the new features require you to basically give up your information for them to work. And there's no talk about, I mean, they touched on it a little bit about how it lives locally on the device and stuff, but like, what are they actually doing with your information besides that? How can we guarantee that?
I think overall it's pretty good. I couldn't think of anything that is kind of like, I wish they talked more, so.
Yeah, maybe I do have something. They do talk about battery life all the time, and they talk about how they're going to save battery life, and there are so many restrictions. But one of the things I'm working on right now is actually using sensors to monitor a person's health, and it's really hard with all the restrictions. And then you don't really know, okay, so on the one hand, you have the restrictions, and it's to save battery life, but on the other hand, you do need to have the sensors on all the time, so there's no real way around it, so they don't show you how to come around it when you actually do need it and not save battery life. So,
do you have a favorite session that you went to today, or a session that you're looking forward to at some point this week?
I don't want to say.
Okay.
I'm good.
I just enjoy a lot of, like, so we went to those, like, what do you call it? Yeah, the sandbox. I think it's really powerful. Like, they have different things to show, you know, and then the people are talking about it. So I think it's very, like, it's very useful to me. I mean, like, I could watch other things probably online, but this is just, like, in person, you know, and you see those, like, experiments.
Thank you all very much. Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
Oh, man. Jesus?
Yeah?
Jesus Suarez?
What do you do?
I'm a flooring mechanic.
You're a mechanic from Florida?
No. Flooring mechanic from Carson City, Nevada.
Okay. You are one of like four people that I've seen today wearing Google Glass. Is this your original set?
Yes. Yeah. Well, replaced a bunch of times on the time that you have to replace it.
But you're kind of like a day one user, right?
Yes.
What did you think of the keynote this morning?
Kind of like it.
Was there one particular thing that stood out for you as like the exciting thing?
Pretty much everything that is AI, VR. It was nice.
Was there anything you felt was maybe missing?
The new Google Glass.
All right, so like maybe wearables in general. We didn't get a watch either. Nothing like that.
Ubiquitous computer has been missing since the beginning.
All right. Has there been a session today that you were super excited about?
Not really, but I like it. I'm not a developer, but I have a sense of what's going on in the tech world. So,
you have any thoughts about the security and privacy stuff that was announced today?
Oh, I was going to say no comments, but it was kind of like flaky.
It's kind of flaky, like maybe it wasn't enough, or?
No, it was enough, but not a lot. They didn't take care of your bag or open it or research real good, just go. I've seen a couple of guys that just, oh yeah, you're good.
Oh, okay, no, I meant the security features that were announced today.
No, that was all good.
Yeah.
That was the main thing. Yeah, security for your kids and everything, family.
All right, is there something...
Is there something about the new security features that you're most excited about?
Yes. Like at home, if you want to give extra time to your kids or take it off from Google Home, all the IoT things that comes with the Google Home and all integration on your home in total.
How do you feel about Google Home being rebranded into Nest?
I don't know.
Yeah?
Kind of like missed reaction. I remember when Nest, it was kind of like flaky too.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I like it at the beginning, and then they have some problems with some cameras and then the thermostat and a couple of things. So,
are you already running the Android Q beta?
I will. Not now, but I will.
Yeah? Well, have you seen any of the stuff on the new gesture navigation?
Just there. No, I haven't seen it.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, thank you very much. All right, so go ahead and introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about what you do.
All right, my name is Chris Esplin. I am a web developer.
I'm Noble Ackerson. I'm a product manager.
I'm Christopher Santos. I'm a solutions architect.
You guys, give me one thing that you really liked from the keynote this morning.
I think the highlight of the keynote was the voice models, the shrunken voice models that can go on devices. Just ridiculous. I think it changes a lot.
So just being able to do all that stuff locally.
Doing it locally. Doing it offline is ridiculous, doing it that small, and then just the speed that you'll be able to achieve with that it changes a lot for everybody.
So I think Google was able to pay off all the shiny things they've been showing off for so many years by showing the impact of some of their work around AI, ML, being able to sort of showcase capabilities of sort of edge computing and the like.
So the whole focus on being able to use this for good, essentially.
That's right. So you had a situation last year where they launched Duplex, where it was just shiny. Everybody thought that was creepy or weird or very cool. Most jaws hit the floor, right? Well, this year, you were able to sort of see a form of it that actually changed lives. You actually saw being able to sort of transcribe audio in live video, similar technology, not the same, but being able to sort of show that to people who have low mobility, low visibility, and able to sort of show the impact of that. That actually sort of turned the tide a little bit with how we sort of perceive Google. They also talked a lot about privacy, which they didn't do so much last year, especially right after GDPR Day launched. And this year, they actually talked about security and privacy with impact and some of what they're doing with Android Q. That was very powerful.
I thought that the accessibility features that they showed today with the live captioning and being able to address issues that a lot of folks in need have is tremendous for Google to address, including work that they're doing with health research and the using AI for discovering new ways to solve cancer cures in lungs. I thought that was impressive and inspires a lot of other researchers to pursue using this technology to solve a lot of our diseases and continue their research.
So did you feel like anything was missing from the keynote this morning?
That's a good question. Not really. There's nothing I wasn't expecting anything that didn't happen. So.
Right on.
I was expecting stuff on virtual reality. They went full bore on virtual reality, Daydream and Cardboard several years in a row, got some of us to quit our jobs to go for, and I'm just kidding. I did not quit my job this time again after Google Glass, but I expected, you know, a session or two or a mention of some of the initiatives in spatial computing. The best we got, I think, was a passing mention of AR, if I remember, but then that's pretty much it. I expected more.
I think I like the security initiatives that they're taking, but I think a little more area of focus on security and different aspects of a lot of the technology that they're demonstrating, I think would be more useful and more relevant for today. And I think they've addressed a lot of what we've been waiting for, but I think there's still more to do.
Okay. Do you have a particular session today or this week that you're either excited about or already attended?
I get really excited about the web sessions. So the Chrome web session, that was really awesome. They got these portals that let us really transition between static websites as if it were almost a single page application. That's really exciting.
I'm really looking for what they're doing with Google Assistant, and it looks like, just like with VR, they're doubling down on Google Assistant in very impactful ways. This is very awesome. I'm really looking forward to the session on maximizing your assistant app on Google Search, because discoverability for some of these things are pretty impressive. And what's more, I think tangential to that, I think there's another talk on building web-based voice assistant apps for visual, the Nest Home Hub thing that they're calling it now. And I'm very interested in that.
I'm interested in looking at how they're using their technology to impact a lot of different parts of the world that transform businesses and people's lives. And so a lot of the inspirational sessions that they're having is an area that I'm interested in seeing.
All right. Thank you all very much. All right, so I need you to introduce yourself real quick and tell me a little bit about what you do.
Hi, my name is Santiago, and I'm from Brazil. I work for R&D Institute from Samsung in Brazil.
Now, one of the reasons that I'm talking to you right now is you just showed me your arm, and you've got a really nice tattoo that is Lloyd, the Android yes. Central logo, amongst a bunch of other stuff. Talk to me a little bit about that work.
Yes, it's about. I think it's inspired in Lloyd. And this tattoo represents a big change in my life since 2011, when I started to develop it with Android. Then in 2012, Samsung found me on the south of Brazil, then called me to work for them as a leader from team developer team responsible for user experience in Brazil. And after 5 years there, nowadays I'm community manager from R&D Institute after more than 1 year as an innovation specialist.
Okay.
Yes.
The tattoo itself is beautiful. How long did that take to get done?
I did January this year with Brandon Underlight Beck. He's a tattooer. Yeah, I don't know. And from Brazil. And the art is from him.
How many hours did it take to get it done?
This guy is really fast, almost 4 hours.
Wow, with that's colors. Really fast.
Yes, with colors.
Yes. All right, so what did you think of the keynote this morning?
I think keynote is being more, how can I say, it's a little increased from thinking about what is being showed every year. 3 or 4 years ago, Android had a lot of innovation and things and features that final user can see clearly. But now I think Android is very mature, and the big changes are going under the hood.
Was there something you felt like was maybe missing from the keynote today?
I don't know. I don't know what to expect from the keynote from Android since last year when we saw this little increase of features of Android system. And I think a very good thing is Assistant and how it's evolving every year. Assistant is very good, and I hope that this kind of use come to all Android phones on the market, not only for Pixel phone.
Okay. What did you think of the privacy stuff that they talked about today?
I think it's very important. So many companies are having problem with this, and the user must be confident on this company that have access to all this data. I think it's very important to user to have a perfect or a better experience to share this information and their behavior with Google or even Facebook. But the company should be responsible for this data and use only for good.
That's great. Thank you so much. So do me a favor and introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about what you do.
Sure. I am David Hope. I am the software engineer at Peloton Interactive. I'm also the lead organizer of the Google Developer Group Atlanta.
I'm Harry Grillo. I am an Android engineer doing consulting.
Okay. So you guys were at the keynote this morning. Can you tell me a little bit about something that really stood out that you liked from the event today?
Yes, AR related stuff. Like just seeing how like close we are to bringing stuff to real life was just really amazing.
So just kind of augmented reality kind of knit into everything?
Yes. Augmented reality, just taking like mobile to the next step, like just natural progression of mobile as a whole, like through AR, like adding all these experimental features, which are going to help us out long term. I just love that sort of stuff.
I'm really excited by the what's coming with Android Q. I've been using the preview for a little while on some devices, and I really like some of the changes that they're making. And then on the developer side of that, the equivalent to that, the whole Project Marble and the updates to Android Studio and essentially the focus on trying to really polish existing functions and features heavily before moving on to other features. I think from both a developer standpoint and from a user standpoint, that's going to result in cleaning up a lot of the rough edges that Android is sometimes known for having and sort of the weird funkiness that some of the some parts of the platform are known for.
You already have Beta 3 running on your Pixel?
Yep, I've been trying it out a bit.
Did you check out the new Gesture Nav stuff that got put in this update?
Not yet. I haven't gotten into the Gesture Nav much.
All right. So was there anything from the event today that you felt like was maybe missing?
Good question. I always love seeing what's new in Android because I'm Android dev as well. Like it felt like there wasn't anything like truly like just groundbreaking new. Like I would love just like the privacy stuff was great, but there was nothing new like really shiny that stood out to me, unfortunately, like that.
So like nothing new to Android itself, like no like standout feature?
Correct.
Okay. I think the one thing I wish I had seen in this actually was more description of the Pixel with the 3A. I'm really glad that they're actually focusing on user feedback about it being too expensive a flagship phone and not having more entry-level options in that. However, they didn't actually, I feel like, talk too much in depth about what that means to the line and how it really differs heavily. And I'd like to see more.
Do you think maybe you'd go pick up a 3A?
I think I'm solidly on the Pixel proper for now, but I'd definitely consider it for recommendations to other people.
Okay. And you talked a little bit about the privacy stuff. Was there a particular privacy feature that you felt like was especially valuable during the announcement?
And just everything on device. Like, we just making sure we localize everything as much as possible. Like, we're not, like, sending off to Google necessarily as a whole. Like, just being able to have the same sort of, like, functionality we love about, Google Assistant, that sort of stuff, like, on the device. But, like, so I like just making sure we keep it local as a whole, like that sort of general theme.
Give me the question again.
Sure. Was there a particular privacy feature that you felt like stood out for you?
I think that sort of back to what I had said previously about sort of rounding off a lot of the rough edges, things like the little smaller changes they're making, like adding more control over things like location settings and that sort of stuff, location permissions and that sort of thing. I think that's sort of the biggest privacy thing at the moment is just that fine-grained control that lets users actually intuitively set things more the way they expect it to behave.
Sure. Do you have a favorite session today?
The coroutines talk, just finding out a little bit more that refined details I had some issues with. Like, that was amazing. It just got out of it. It was just spectacular. So any question about coroutines, go check it out. It will answer everything, and it's nice to see Google supporting coroutines and just putting out a testing framework for them, trying to get things rolling on that.
ML and TensorFlow Lite, I think, for me. I played with TensorFlow a little bit way back when it was first released in the initial version. And at the time, it wasn't very well documented, and it was still a very new product, and it wasn't aimed at mobile at all. So I didn't really understand it all that much at that time. It just, you know, didn't seem to work with my workflow. But it looks like the new TF Lite and all of those are going to be very beneficial on mobile. And I enjoyed several of the talks, in fact, about it today. So
great. Thank you both so much.
All right, so let's start off. Just introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about what you do.
Okay, that's a little bit more. My name is Aaron. I'm on the Android platform team at Tinder.
Okay. Yeah. And what was kind of your favorite standout thing from the keynote today?
I really like the dark theme in Android Q. If you just have add one manifest, like allow first dark theme, it just work perfectly. Yeah, that's what I.
So you're a big fan of dark theme everywhere.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name's Tasha, and I'm at Tinder on the Android team, and I work on chat and the match portion of the app. One thing I really liked about the developer keynote was the slight introduction of the Jetpack Compose that is now going to be introduced into the Android open source project, and I think it actually already is in there, and I think it's a cool step forward, and it's going to change a lot of things if it achieves a lot of adoption, so.
Was there anything from either of the keynotes this morning that you felt like was you were expecting and didn't get, or do you feel like was missing?
Yeah, I feel like things I was expecting to hear something about Stadia, I think I heard just a little bit about it online, but I was expecting to hear something, at least a little hint of it, at the keynote.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I'm Miha. I work at Tinder in Android team chat, so I work with Marcelo and Tasha, and I liked overall the presentation, the keynote, like a bunch of cool stuff. I got really excited, like from the hardware side, like the Google Lenses and the way they are doing and the translations and stuff like that. That was pretty cool.
Did you have a favorite session today after the developer keynote?
I think my favorite session was like actually going to those, like camps and try out AR stuff, Android labs. That was pretty cool. I got to meet like really nice people and talk some of the things that we work on.
Great. Yeah. Here we go. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Marcelo. I'm also at Tinder on the Android team.
I found this entire collection of Tinder people, and I was not expecting it. This has been such a delightful surprise.
Yeah, we're kind of rolling deep right now. I'm just going to echo on the Jetpack Composable. It kind of sounds like they are borrowing ideas from Flutter, which is kind of interesting. We started moving towards data binding, and the whole view binding story, composable, right, kind of makes you wonder if they will be backtracking from data binding. So just kind of wondering how things change so frequently on Android, if that'll be something that will possibly be deprecated in the near future. Not sure. I like to also like automate things in my house. So hearing, about like the smart home, the whole merging now with Nest. I think we kind of got leaks before that things were going to be rebranded. But I'm pretty excited to see just more progress in that space as well.
How did you feel about everything kind of being tucked under the Nest brand?
I think it makes sense. I've always wanted the Nest ecosystem to like use my Google account for authentication. I thought it was a little bit cumbersome to have like to manage, my Google account plus a Nest account. I definitely want to see more integration with Google Photos. So like the Nest Hello doorbell can identify people who come to my house by their face. But I have to manage those photos separately. They don't integrate with my Google Photos. I definitely would like to see some sort of integration there. Okay. It's just my feedback.
Cool. You want to go? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm Isel. I'm also working in Tinder, in the Android platform team in Tinder. My favorite session on the keynote, one thing I really like is Google is taking Kotlin as a first citizen language. That's very cool because we apply Kotlin a lot, and Kotlin is really helpful for us to build more skill lock and safe code. And also, I like the VR stuff because I tried out all the booths there. The VR stuff, the AR stuff is really cool because you can really see like this merchandising and put in the real life and see how it works. I think that's very promising. One session I like is I go to the Google Pay. I like that because it makes pay very easier, either on the phone and also on the web. I think that's a good experience. Yeah.
Great. Do you want to go? All right. Just tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, my name is also Aaron. I work on the Android team at Tinder as well. For me, the most exciting thing that I saw at the keynote today was probably not only the new Pixel, the Pixel 3a, but also just the doubling down of Android Go and like the minimizing of app size and the amount of data that apps use. Committing to the idea that a flagship phone doesn't need to be this expensive piece of tech to be like this amazing experience for people in maybe lower tier countries or countries that can't afford higher tier phones. That to me is the greatest thing that Google is doing right now, especially here at Google I/O.
Do you think the Pixel 3a is a phone for you or a phone that you'd recommend to others?
It's a phone that I would recommend to others. For me, being a power user, I also kind of use iPhone. Don't tell anyone.
It's just you and me.
I would definitely recommend it to other people. Like, I would recommend it to my mom.
Cool.
She would love, like, she just gets on Facebook, you know, so she'd love a phone like that.
Yeah. Great. All right. Thank you all so much. Thank you all so much for listening to this special bonus edition of the Android Central podcast. I would love any feedback that you have on this format. We may end up doing more of them at different events if you decide you like this kind of format, or we may never do it again if you all come back to me and say, don't do that again. But only if a lot of you do it, because, you know, sometimes people are just like that. Wanted to talk really quickly about our sponsor, Thrifter, before we go. If you don't know, Thrifter has just this massive collection of really cool things that are always on sale. They find just ridiculous deals and get you set up, ready to go. You check out right from their website, and you end up saving a ton of money. The big reason that I'm highlighting it this particular day during this particular podcast is we are at Google I/O, and walking around, I have seen two things in abundance. One, people who don't know how to take care of their skin and are now ridiculously sunburned, even though Google gave out sunscreen to everyone. They just decided not to put it on, which is a shame. Really wish people would take better care of their skin. But the other thing is a desire for batteries to power phones and to power laptops and to power tablets. There are little charging ports all over the place, and people are just crowded around them. And it struck me that the Anker portable charger that you can get for your phone is actually down to $28 on Amazon right now. You can find it on thrifter.com/AC. Just scroll on down, you'll find the Anker portable charger. There are obviously different versions. You can get a larger version that costs a little bit more if you want one of the PowerCore series. But if you want one of the PowerCore 10,000 Redux, $28 is a small price to ask for something that will charge your phone at least once or twice, which is something that clearly a lot of people here definitely needed. So thanks a lot to Thrifter for sponsoring the podcast, and thank you all for listening. We'll talk to you next week.